Welcome to 334578. It's Steve Fruitman with you for the next 2 hours. It's an all vinyl show. And this week I'm going to be featuring a very, very special, to me anyway, broadcast of acts I've seen live. Our program director, Ken Stauer, had come into the studio a few weeks ago and suggested that I do this program. And I thought, wow, where do I begin? Well, I know where I begin, but where do I go from there? Like, there's so many acts I saw live. And Ken and I did share some of those gigs before we actually even knew each other. We were just at the same gigs. But we're going to go from 1964 to 1988. All in the vinyl era, of course. And we start off with the Beatles. Of course we do. I mean, I saw them on the 7th of September 1964 at Maple Leaf Gardens. I was just a month short of my 12th birthday. And I went with an 11-year-old kid and a 15-year-old babysitter. But anyway, the opening act was Jackie DeShannon, which just about put us to sleep at the time. And a comedian by the name of George Kirby. And then the Beatles came out. Jungle J. Nelson, a CHUM DJ at the time, was the MC of the show. And this is what they started with. This is what they started most of their shows with. Twist and Shout by the Beatles. Twist and Shout by the Beatles started it off today here on 334578. And again, we're looking at bands that I saw live. And how did I get Beatle tickets when I was 12 years old almost, you know? I mean, my father actually ran a store in Mississauga in the Applewood Shopping Center, and he was the first ticket agency outside the city of Toronto, because he was in Mississauga at the time, before it was Mississauga. I think it was Cooksville. And he had a ticket agency, so for the Maple Leaf Gardens Special Attractions. And he said, "You want to go see the Beatles?" Well, I just went to see the Beatles. So it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. It was the first concert I ever went to. our babysitter took off because someone yelled, "There's Ringo," in the crowd, and she took off. And my friend Alan and I had to get home on our own on the TTC. And when Father was picking us up at the subway station, he says, "Where's the babysitter?" We say, "Well, she ran away." So the 15-year-old took off, and the 11-year-olds got home safely. In November the 2nd, 1964, I went to see the Dave Clark Five, and my friend was supposed to go with me, and he cacked out at the last minute. His mother wouldn't let him go to the show, so I went with my nanny, I guess you could call her, and it was the Dave Clark Five show, and it was like the Dave Clark Five and the Beatles were the biggest thing in 1964 for us kids. Opening up for the Dave Clark Five were the Esquires, Bobby Curtola, Little Caesar and the Consuls, and the show was actually presented by Johnny Lombardi and Al Belisca and CKEY 590 Radio at the time. I'm going to play three tracks. We're going to start with Little Caesar and the Consuls, Toronto band, and they were quite involved in the music industry at the time, the music industry, which almost didn't even exist, but they got on all the big shows, these guys, and I never really liked them, but you know, looking back, I kind of do now, but they wore two-tone suits with Bermuda shorts. Not cool. Anyways, we're going to hear Dancing in the Streets, and from there we go to Bobby Curtola and the Dave Clark Five here on 33-45-78.
Dancing in the street.
The dancing in Chicago.
Dancing in the street.
Down in New Orleans.
Dancing in the street.
In New York City.
Dancing in the street.
All we need is music. Sweet music. There'll be a music everywhere. There'll be a swingin', swayin', record playin',
dancin' in the street.
Oh, it doesn't matter what you wear, just as long as you are there. So come on, every cat, grab a girl, everywhere, around the world, there'll be a dancin'
in the street.
The dancin' in the street.
Dancin' in the street.
This is an invitation across your nation, a chance for folks to meet. There'll be laughing, singing, music swinging, and
dancing in the street.
Philadelphia, PA,
dancing in the street.
Baltimore and D.C. now,
dancing in the street.
I can't forget the Motor City,
dancing in the street.
All we need is music. Music. There'll be a music everywhere. There'll be a swinging, swaying, record playing,
dancing in the street.
Oh, it doesn't matter what you wear, just as long as you are well. So come on, every guy, grab a girl, everywhere, around the world, there'll be a
dancing in the street.
The dancing in the street.
Dancing in the street.
Way down in L.A. Every day, the dancing in the street.
Dancing in the street.
Let's get a big Bible slam. Get a trance. We're dancing in the street.
Dancing in the street.
Across the ocean blue. Me and you, we're dancing in the street.
Dancing in the street.
We're dancing in the street.
Dancing in the street.
We're dancing in the street.
Dancing in the street.
We're dancing in the street.
Dancing in the street.
We're dancing in the street.
Dancing in the street.
I'm a hitchhiker on the road to love. I've been waiting long on this lonely road, waiting for the one I've been dreaming of. For I'm a hitchhiker on the road to love. I'm a hitchhiker with a lonely song. I've been praying you would soon come along. Gonna ride with you to the stars above. For I'm a hitchhiker on the road to love. Be going my way, all of the way. Oh, 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 this is a wonderful day. America will run no more. For I found the wolf I've been waiting for. Gonna ride with you to all heaven above. For I'm a hitchhiker on the road to love. I've been praying you would soon come along. Gonna ride with you to the stars above. For I'm a hitchhiker on the road to love. Going my way, all of the way. Oh, 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 this is a wonderful day. Oh, open your dream, please let me in. We'll go to places that no other has been. For I'm a hitchhiker who will roam no more. For I found the one I've been waiting for. Gonna ride with you to the heaven above. For I'm a hitchhiker on the road to love. For I'm a hitchhiker on the road to love.
Everybody knows you've been treating me bad. Everybody knows you've been making me sad.
We'll be right back. gonna shut you down. It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, my fuel injected Stingray and a 413. Revving up their engines and it sounds real mean.
Tack it up, tack it up. Buddy gonna shut you down.
Declining numbers at an even rate. At the count of one we both accelerate. My Stingray is light, the slicks are starting to spin. But the 413's really digging in.
Gotta be cool now, power shift, here we go. Superstar Dodge is whining out in low, but my fuel injected Stingray's really starting to go. To get the traction, I'm riding the clutch. My pressure plate's burning, that machine's too much. Shut it off, buddy, now I shut you down. Shut it off, buddy, now I shut you down. Shut it off, buddy, now I shut you down. Shut it off, buddy, now I shut you down.
And there with Little Caesar and the Consuls, Dancing in the Street from 1965, produced by Stan Cleese, the guy that originated the Maple Leaf Awards, which then became the Juno Awards. And then we went to Thunder Bay, Ontario with Bobby Curtola and the Hitchhiker from 1961. And he, on the Dave Clark 5 show, he actually sang his shortest hit song, which was Things Go Better with Coke. It was about a 20-second commercial that he did for Coca-Cola back then. So he sang that live. And the Dave Clark 5 with Everybody Knows. And a great song there from 1964. Written by Lenny Davidson and Dave Clark. And that came off of an album called Across Canada. And that album only came out, of course, in Canada on Capitol Records of Canada's 6000 series. And it featured various photographs on the back cover of Dave Clark 5 in London, Ontario, I think Vancouver, Montreal, and Toronto from their 1964 tour. So that was pretty cool. And from there, where did we go? We went to the Esquires, I believe. Now, the Esquires opened up for the Beach Boys as well as the Dave Clark Five on February the 21st, 1965 at Maple Leaf Gardens. It was the Esquires, the Big Town Boys, and the Girlfriends. And I went with my friend Michael Salzberg to that gig, and that was really cool. I mean, they wore those striped shirts that they had on in 1964. I don't know if you remember those striped shirts, but I think there's one album cover of a live album that they did around then with the Monster Mash on it, and they're wearing those shirts. So that was pretty cool. And so we heard Shut Down there from the Beach Boys from 1963 to finish that set of music. Oh, and the Esquires, I played 36, 24, 36. Not to be confused with 33, 45, 78 at all, okay? And that was from 1964 off Introducing the Esquires and Capitol Records. Believe it or not, when I was 12 years old, a friend of mine, Shelley Katz, who David Clayton Thomas used to live in his basement apartment of his parents' home on Invermay Avenue in North York, Toronto. Gordon Lightfoot actually was performing in a Toronto area school. It was a Sunday afternoon concert featuring Russ Little, the comedian, and Gordon Lightfoot. And there was no stage. They just played on a little riser on the floor. And I wasn't too impressed with Lightfoot at the time. I was a Beatles fanatic, of course. But Russ Little was really funny. I mean, he used to do impersonations and that. So anyways, I got to see Gordon Lightfoot in 1964 in a school in Toronto. So we're going to go back to 1966 off of Lightfoot's first album, just called Gordon Lightfoot. And actually going to go to the 45 RPM version of it and play For Lovin' Me here on 33-45-78.
That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything you had is gone, as you can see. That's what you get for loving me. I ain't the kind to hang around with any new love that I've found. 'Cause moving in my stock and trade, I'm moving on. I won't think of you when I'm gone. So don't you shed a tear for me, 'cause I ain't the love you thought I'd be. I've got 100 more like you, so don't be blue. I'll have 1,000 before I'm through. Now there you go, you cried again. Now there you go, you cried again. But then someday when your poor heart is on the mend, I just might pass this way again. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything you had is gone, as you can see. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me.
This heart of stone. Oh no, no, you'll never break this heart of stone.
Listening to 334578 here on CIUT Radio, emanating out of the Map Room of Hart House Live, 89.5 FM. That's our home station, and also heard on various other radio stations. And you just heard Gordon Lightfoot there for Lovin' Me, and then we went to the Rolling Stones and the Lovin' Spoonful. Saw the Beatles again the second time on August the 17th, 1965 at Maple Leaf Gardens. The Remains opened up for them that year. I went with my my father, my brother, and my sister. My dad wanted to see them. He wanted to see what all the screaming and the excitement was about, and why not? He sold tickets, so we had some great seats that time for that concert. In 1966, on the 29th of June, the Rolling Stones played Maple Leaf Gardens. And that was the gig where it was so hot outside that Harold Ballard turned the heat on in Maple Leaf Gardens to get the kids to buy more soft drinks. This is true. Absolutely true. The opening bands were the Ugly Ducklings, and they were just coming onto the scene at the time here in Toronto. The Standells, the McCoys. The Rogues played on that, and later they backed David Clayton Thomas and the Rogues, the Boss Men. They became the Boss Men. And eventually, they morphed into the Mandela. So that was a great gig, and the Stones played Heart of Stone on that gig, 29th of June, 1966. On December 11th, 1966, the Lovin' Spoonful hit Toronto at Maple Leaf Gardens with the Association opening up. Windy was a big hit song for them at that time. The Poppers also opened up for them. And so from there went to 1965 recording of Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind? Some great bands playing in Toronto. Almost all the gigs so far, Maple Leaf Gardens gigs. That was the biggest venue in the city at the time. Well, I didn't see very many bands that I'm going to play today outside of the city of Toronto, but in 1967 at March break, my family went down to Miami Beach, Florida, and my parents wanted to see Diana Ross and the Supremes at the Eden Rock Hotel. Had to get dressed up in a suit, jacket, and everything, you know. Ed Sullivan was there with Twiggy sitting in the front row, got his autograph. And so we're going to hear the Supremes do Nothing But a Heartache from 1965 on 334578.
Nothing but heartache, ooh, nothing but heartache. I've been laid in my grave. Oh, my friend, my best pal. Don't ever let me get you with my gal. Don't leave me, baby. Don't leave me, baby.
Some James Brown there, No, 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 from 1959. And before that, the British Mod Beats from St. Catharines, Ontario, from 1967. And the Supremes from 1965. Nothing but a heartbreak. The British Mod Beats played at the Toronto Centennial Arena in June of 1967. And I went with a friend of mine. I can't remember his last name. Steve was his first. Might have been Wilson, might have been Anderson, something like that. But he went by the moniker Arsnik, A-R-S-S-N-I-K. In fact, I got a few record albums where he put his little Arsnik symbol on them. And the British Mod Beats off of Mod is the British Mod Beats and Red Leaf Records. And again, produced by Stan Cleese, the guy that formed the Juno Awards originally. James Brown at Maple Leaf Gardens, November 19th, 1967, grossed $74,000. I had red seats for $5 a piece, and I attended it with Geddy Lee. He and I started playing music together back around 1965 with Stan Bornstein, and we got into trouble, couldn't see each other for a while. It's a long story. And we got back together with a guy named Jay Halpert, and we formed a little band, and then Halpert quit, so we got Alex Lifeson to join. And that's how that came to be. We were just kids, like 14, 15 years old at the time, but I only went to two shows with Geddy Lee, and both of them are going to be featured today on 33, 45, 78. I did go to see James Brown with him. What a show. I mean, it was really amazing for us kids because Toronto was such a white town in those days. You saw the odd black person walking around, but you didn't really see a lot of black people in the city at the time. And went to that show and wow, we were a couple of the only white kids there. So it was a real cultural thing for us to see that and to see James Brown performing for a crowd that just fed off of his energy was amazing. It was just one of the best shows that I have ever seen, a 21-piece orchestra with James Brown. Well, there were a bunch of gigs that took place before them, actually, at the CNE Coliseum, which was a horse palace at the time. I think it still is, maybe. No, it's a hockey place now, I think. But this promoter from Detroit, Russ Gibb, put on various shows. He put the Animals, the Doors, Jimi Hendrix, and the Who on four different shows. And I went to see two of them. I went to see Jimi Hendrix Experience. They say there were between 6,000 and 8,000 people in attendance. I was right in the front, sitting on the ground right before the stage, and saw the Poppers and the Soft Machine open up for the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And what an experience it was. It wasn't a rainy day, not in February, the 24th of February, 1968, but that's what the Poppers sang, One Rainy Day, and from there we go to Castles Made of Sand.
She came upon me, yeah, oh, like no one's done before. Finally got me a woman, she's one of a kind. Gonna tell all the people, I love her, she's mine. I love her, she's mine, and so you see, that's why I'm very happy. Cloudy, yeah, oh, but I am feeling fine. Don't you know that I'm helpless when I look in her eyes? She's got the prettiest teardrops, like rain from the skies, like rain from the skies, yeah. Oh, don't you
know I ain't got time for fooling around along the line. I'm much too happy, can't you see? That rainy day you brought love to me.
And she slams the door in his drunken face. And now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. He cries, oh girl, you must be mad. What happened to the sweet love you and me had? Against the door he leans and starts to sing, and his tears fall and burn the garden green. And so castles made of sand fall in the sea eventually. A little Indian brave who, before he was 10, played war games in the woods with his Indian friends. And he built a dream that when he grew up he would be a fearless warrior, Indian chief. Many moons passed, and more the dream grew stronger. Till tomorrow he would sing his first war song and fight his first battle. But something went wrong. Surprise attack killed him in his sleep that night. And so castles made of sand melts into the sea eventually. Young girl whose heart was a frown, cause she was crippled for life and she couldn't speak a sound, and she wished and prayed she could stop living, so she decided to die. She drew a wheelchair to the edge of the shore, and to her legs she smiled, "You won't hurt me no more." But then a sight she never seen made her jump and say, "Look, a golden winged ship is passing my way." And it really didn't have to stop, it just kept on going. And so castles made of sand slips into the sea eventually.
Yeah. mountain in my old precious running hand. My bad is charging in my old precious running hand. Yeah, my radiator's leaking. I most sure won't run dry. Mission is slippery, but I'll show you the touch. Yeah, my transmission is slippery, baby, but I'll show you the touch. Yeah, you just ease on the pedal in that out your clutch. Hear me now.
Barking up orders. Like these guys came on us, three guys and a chick, grubby looking guys, and all of a sudden, man, they flashed badges at us, and I freaked right out. I've never been so frightened. And they were searching for something, and like, I just didn't believe it, and I've never been so frightened in my life. That happened in Soho, in England.
Is strange and death is easy. Diamond's heart is full of mystery. When will I know where the swallows go? I loved once, but now I'm lonely. Love, sweet joys for lovers only. When will I know where the sparrows go? Skies are green and fields are silver. All day hearts, they thrill and quiver. When will I know?
I got
You're listening to 334578. The theme today are bands that I personally have seen live. We started that set off with the Poppers and Jimi Hendrix, and of course they played at the CNE Coliseum February 24th, 1968, and followed up with The Who. They played the CNE Coliseum on April 7th, 1968 with the Troggs and the MC5 opening up for them. There weren't that many people there, believe me. We heard Boris the Spider off of A Quick One from 1966 by them, and wow, what a concert that was. They did the whole, basically the Who Live at Leeds set of music with the whole rock opera Tommy. They were on for a long time. It was just an amazing show. And of course, at the end, they smashed all their instruments, which was great for me. And Jimi Hendrix smashed his guitar into his wall of Sun amps at that Hendrix show as well. From there, we went to the McCann-Mendelsohn Mainline and a song called Drive You from the Stink in 1968. And they opened up, it was their third only gig. They opened up for the Fugs at Massey Hall on the 26th of October, 1968, with Denny Girard, the Poppers bass player, first bass player, playing with them. And he wasn't actually on the cut I played because Michael Harrison had taken over, because Denny Girard didn't last much long after the Fugs show. I attended the Fugs show with Geddy Lee, and he got Thule Kupferberg's autograph. And we heard the Fugs' Life is Strange by Thule Kupferberg, who just died in 2013. He was born in 1923, and Geddy just loved that guy. But we were turned on to Mike McKenna and Mendelsohn Mainline. They almost stole the show. And Mendelsohn Joe and Geddy Lee became lifelong friends after that. The Chambers Brothers played at the Rock Pile in Toronto, the Masonic Temple, at the corner of Davenport and Yonge on November the 2nd, 1968, with Lee Ashford opening up. I attended with my friend Joe Carota at that time and was just freaked out by them. They were just great, the Chambers Brothers at the Rock Pile. And the last song I'm going to play in this hour is the Mothers of Invention, including Frank Zappa, playing at the Rock Pile on the 23rd of February, 1969. The Mothers did three Toronto gigs in a few months between February and May of 69. They played two Rock Pile gigs and a Massey Hall gig. We're going to hear them do a live recording from the Rock Pile, unreleased bootleg of Bacon Fat, to take us into hour two of 334578.
They call the Bacon Fat.
It goes.
south, that thing, the bacon fat.
It goes, diddy, diddy.